When six struggling teenagers with no prior success in language learning signed up for a five-day French course at London City and Islington College, no one expected miracles. Their instructor, Michelle Thomas, transformed the classroom with armchairs and dim lighting, giving unusual instructions. Don't take notes, don't try to memorize anything. By week's end, these previously failing students could translate complex French sentences that normally take years to master. Thomas's revolutionary approach wasn't just about language. It was about transforming a relationship with the unknown. As a Holocaust survivor who later captured thousands of Nazi war criminals, Thomas had discovered something profound. Our relationship with ambiguity determines our capacity for growth, innovation, and happiness. When we embrace uncertainty rather than rush to eliminate it, we unlock extraordinary potential. Have you ever wondered why jokes make us laugh? The answer reveals something fundamental about our minds. Humor works because our brains are wired to resolve ambiguity. We experience pleasure when we reconcile contradictions. A joke presents an unexpected juxtaposition we can still make sense of, like a child explaining that healed cuts go to another country. This resolution urge is deeply embedded in our cognitive architecture. Jean Piaget found that children use assimilation to understand mysteries by extending familiar concepts, like trees waving arms to create wind. When faced with contradictions, we either deny them or accommodate by adjusting our worldview. This drive to eliminate inconsistencies helps us simplify complexity and make quick decisions. It explains why Mad Libs, advertisements, and children's creative explanations amuse us. We're meaning-making machines, transforming nonsense into sense. A tendency that serves us well, but can lead us astray when we rush to eliminate ambiguity. In Tilburg, social psychologist Travis Prowls discovered that confusion enhances perception. Subjects who read Kafka's Disorienting a Country Doctor identified 33% more patterns in letter strings than those who read straightforward narratives. Experiments with surrealist art and nonsense word pairs confirmed this finding. Confusion makes people more pattern hungry. This heightened pattern recognition stems from meaning threat, anxiety triggered when fundamental assumptions about reality are violated. This explains why people cling to beliefs despite contradictory evidence, as Leon Festinger observed when infiltrating a doomsday cult whose prophecies failed. When encountering contradictions, our brains respond like they would to physical threats, producing an error message, triggering anxious vigilance, and attempting to resolve the contradiction by incorporating new information or changing existing beliefs. This meaning maintenance system may govern up to 60% of our behavior, an unconscious effort to maintain a coherent worldview, even if it means distorting reality to match our expectations, explaining our rush to judgment when facing ambiguity. Have you noticed how people make strange decisions during crises? After the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, a marriage boom emerged amid the devastation. Psychologist Ronnie Janoff Bowman explains that disasters create a double dose of anxiety, fear for physical safety plus the collapse of our worldview, triggering a powerful need for certainty that leads to rushed decisions. Under pressure, groups marginalize dissenters and favor autocratic leaders. This explains George W. Bush's 30-point approval jump after 9/11, as Americans crave decisiveness amid uncertainty. This need for closure correlates with support for militancy, torture, and prioritizing security over rights. In medicine, investigation momentum occurs when doctors order increasingly invasive testing after ambiguous results. One study showed 40% of men with inconclusive PSA results opted for risky biopsies compared to 25% without any test results. The medical community has responded with less is more initiatives, demonstrating when reducing care improves outcomes. To counteract urgency's effects, we should consider our stress levels before deciding, formalize reminders about anxiety's impact on judgment, and create accountability systems that reward good long-term decisions. The 1993 Waco tragedy illustrates how intolerance of ambiguity leads to disaster. FBI leaders oversimplified David Koresh's intentions, assuming he was toying with them rather than recognizing his genuine ambivalence about surrendering. Effective negotiators possess what John Keats called negative capability, the ability to exist in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. The FBI applied this lesson during the 1996 Freeman militia standoff in Montana, using patience to peacefully resolve the 81-day siege. This pattern appears elsewhere. In 1970, fashion magnate John Fairchild prematurely declared midi skirts would dominate. American women rebelled, forming protest groups like POOF, Preservation of Our Femininity and Finances, while men created SMAC, Society of Males Who Appreciate Cute Knees. The consequences were severe. Bonwit Teller suffered massive losses with 95% midi inventory, Malcolm Star Inc. went bankrupt, and retailers couldn't sell their stock for years. These cases demonstrate how rushing to eliminate ambiguity often leads to failure. A healthier approach distinguishes between risk, known odds but unknown outcomes, and ambiguity, unknown odds due to unclear rules, while developing tolerance for the latter. For Ducati motorcycles, 2004 should have been triumphant after their successful debut racing season. Instead, it proved disastrous. Riders crashed frequently, the team switched engines mid-season, and performance disappointed. This pattern reveals that neither success nor failure alone drives improvement. The real catalyst is our response to uncertainty. While failure is celebrated in innovation circles, the reality is more nuanced. Innovation inherently drags you into the realm of ambiguity, as Gary Pisano notes. Most scientific experiments fail over 70% of the time, yet our educational system poorly prepares students for this reality, emphasizing repetition over adaptability. Sports psychologist Bob Christina revolutionized golf instruction by recognizing that driving range practice inadequately prepared players for tournaments. He developed transfer practice, where golfers simulate unpredictability by constantly switching clubs and scenarios. His most counterintuitive technique was withholding feedback, forcing golfers to develop their own problem-solving abilities. Organizations should scrutinize successes as thoroughly as failures. Pixar exemplifies this. Despite 14 straight box office hits, they conducted postmortems after each success. Co-founder Ed Catmull encouraged employees to seek the hidden, the vast universe of unknowns that becomes harder to see when successful. Bilingual students at Jerusalem's Hand in Hand School navigate Jewish and Arab communities with remarkable ease despite their divided society, developing what John Gardner called a healthy doubleness of vision that enhances empathy and creativity. Psychologists link prejudice to what Ari Kruglansky terms need for closure, the craving for certainty that makes people intolerant of ambiguity. While everyone uses stereotypes to simplify complexity, prejudiced individuals seek to eliminate contradictions rather than embrace them. Jordi Coy-Bach's research reveals we consistently underestimate future personal change, acknowledging significant past personality evolution while predicting minimal future growth. At every age, we feel like we're done with our own evolution, he explains. This end-of-history illusion treats our past selves as evolving while seeing our current selves as complete. In our complex, rapidly changing world, existing comfortably in uncertainty may be our most valuable skill, the foundation of creativity, empathy, and wisdom.